The first indication of the problem came last Friday afternoon.
We started getting reports of birds being beached along the beaches in Hayward, and then they started collecting those. We got our first 60-plus birds on Friday evening.
Barbara Callahan is the interim executive director for International Bird Rescue, which has been busily cleaning an ever-growing number of seabirds ever since. They arrive covered, to varying degrees, with a mysterious and so far unidentified glue-like substance.
It's gooey. It's sticky. It sticks to the feathers but doesn't want to get off on our gloves. Kind of looks like rubber cement.
And as you might expect, it proved hard to get off.
We always use Dawn dish soap and hot water to take oil off the birds, and that worked to a certain point, but it didn't take the big gunky stuff off. And we're finding that if we pre-treat these birds with baking soda and then vinegar, we can get the big chunks off, and then our normal protocols of using Dawn and hot water.
It's proving even more difficult to identify the stuff. But Andrew Hugan, a spokesman for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, says they've launched a two-prong effort to figure out what it is and where it came from.
We have a petroleum lab in Sacramento that's analyzing the material, and then we have a wildlife information lab that's examining the animals and to gain information from that. Whatever comes out of those two, chemical and forensic analysis, then will lead us into the law enforcement side of where we go from there. What we know is that the material is not petroleum-based, it's not toxic, and it's not a hazard to public health. Other than that, it's a mystery.
One possibility is that the substance is polyisobutylene, or PIB, a sticky, odorless, and nearly colorless compound blamed for killing thousands of seabirds in the UK in 2013. Even when the material is identified, Hewen says, locating its source may prove tricky because the affected birds have been found along a wide swath of the East Bay shoreline.
We've got about 15 miles of shoreline from Hayward to Alameda. Then we found three over in Foster City, but we don't believe that there's material over there. We believe that those birds got themselves over there and then flopped themselves on the beach.
For the affected birds, exposure to the mystery substance has been harmful, says Barbara Callahan, but in most cases, not fatal.
It's some unknown product on their feathers that has damaged their waterproofing. And once seabirds become wet, because their waterproofing isn't 100%, they will take themselves out of that environment and go to the beach. And they don't eat or drink normally once they're stranded. So it's definitely a compilation of a number of things, starting with the degradation of their waterproofing by this unknown source.
More than 300 birds, mostly surf scoters, buffleheads, and horned grebes, have been taken to International Bird Rescue's facility in Fairfield, where they're being cleaned and cared for.
We've had 280 brought up to the center, and right now we have 242 of those alive. And those are really quite strong, and most of them are being given 24 to 48 hours of medical stabilization and then moved through to the cleaning process, and they're doing quite well.
Ultimately, Callahan says the birds will be returned to the wild as soon as they're healthy enough to do so. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.